In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, the Florida Supreme Court has approved the financing plan needed for the South Florida Water Management District to make their Everglade land purchase from U.S. Sugar. In a unanimous ruling, the state's highest court upheld the district's ability to use bonds to purchase the land. However, the court's decision is considered rather moot for now, as due to the economic downturn and state fiscal woes, the state has decreased their original purchase from 78,000 acres to 27,000, and therefore in turn decreasing the purchase price from $536 million to $197 million. The original land deal was sought by Governor Charlie Crist, who touted the proposal as a way to boost the replumbing efforts in the Everglades. However, officials haven't released the ultimate plan for the land. As for now, they intend to lease it back to U.S. Sugar. The Miccosukee tribe and a group of U.S. Sugar competitors have long opposed any purchase, saying the deal would harm any restoration efforts, as currently planned projects would suffer because of the money that will have to go towards the purchase price. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.